Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on an overcast Wednesday evening, just 30 minutes about west of Ocean City, Maryland. Shorebirds and the Downey's Wood Ducks going at it for game two of this six-game series to wrap up both clubs' respective 2022 campaigns. Shorebirds opened up their final series of the season with a victory last night. Shorebirds 5-2 winners over the Wood Ducks. It was about as tame a victory that the Shorebirds have had here this entire season. Shorebirds 5 runs on 13 hits, out hitting Downey's by double, 13-6. Wood Ducks 2 runs on 6 hits. Shorebirds had just about everything go right for them yesterday. Good starting pitching performance from Juan Nunez as he threw 4 shutout innings, now extending his scoreless inning streak to 11 frames in a row. After him, Jared Beck gave up a run over 3 and Yaki Rivera a run over 2 to earn the save. While offensively, the Shorebirds with 3 runs in the first inning, Jackson Holliday an RBI double, and Albert Romero an RBI single as well, set the tone pretty early. Reed Trimble finished 3-for-5 with an RBI double as well as an RBI single in the 8th, and the Shorebirds rolled to a victory against Down East to open up their final series of the season. With the win, the Shorebirds now at 46-80 on the campaign, 25-36 here in the second half. Down East, they are now at 64-63, 31-30 here in the second half. Right now, it doesn't matter anymore where Down East and Delmarva lay in the standings, as the Shorebirds 14.5 back and the Wood Ducks at 8.5 back have both been fully eliminated now, with the Fredericksburg Nationals winning the second half division crown last night with a win over the Salem Red Sox. Fred Nats now at 39-21, defeated Salem. Carolina Mudcats lost on the road to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as well. And with that, the second half race is over. The Nationals will now face the Lynchburg Hillcats in the first rounds of the Carolina League playoffs, the Northern Division Championship Series. And the winner of that best of three will take on the winner of the Southern Division Championship Series in a best of three championship Carolina League Series once that is all said and done. So, Shorebirds now playing out the string the rest of the season here. Their final 5 games now still have something to play for, and that's pride. Shorebirds need to take 5 out of 6 this week off of the Downey's Wood Ducks to avoid being the worst team in franchise history, at least by winning a percentage here. Shorebirds have already taken 1 win this week. They got to go 4-1 the rest of the way, and it'll be mission accomplished. Otherwise, though, that's about all that's left for the Birds outside of finishing on a high note. Today's starting pitching matchup, Davey Cruz is on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 1-1 with a 4.17 ERA. Winston Santos is on the hill for the Wood Ducks. Santos is 7-6 with a 3.66 ERA so far this year. Following Davey Cruz, it should be Ryan Long as normal. Cooper Chandler is also slated to throw today should there be enough innings available, both the way that Davey Cruz and Ryan Long have been throwing here over the past month and a half or so. They've typically been able to control the entire game just themselves. Pressing on Motive Group starting lineups. Get those to you right now before the Shorebirds take the field. First up, the Downey's Wood Ducks starting in center field. Leading it off is Marcus Smith. Cam Colley, the shortstop, bats second. Later, Figueroa is the DH, he'll bat third. You'll see Galan, the left fielder, bats fourth. Miguel Villarroel is the third baseman, batting fifth. Abby Ortiz follows him, then Tucker Mitchell, Jose Rodriguez. Danier Cuevas is the second baseman, rounding it out. For the Birds, they line it up Carter Young, Jackson Holliday, Reed Trimble, Doug Hodo, Isaac Bologna, Elio Prado, Noelbert Romero, Creed Williams, and Maxwell Costas, with Davey Cruz on the mound. Time for the national anthem, so we'll step aside one final time and come back with first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. And it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball, boom, down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Salisbury, Maryland, we're here at Purdue Stadium for game 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Down East Wood Ducks. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds play the final series of their season. Game 2 this week against the Down East Wood Ducks. Shorebirds won the opener yesterday by a final of 5-3. They'll try to make it 2 in a row here to start this week with Davey Cruz on the mound for the Shorebirds. Davey is 1-1 this season with a 4.17 ERA. He's making his 12th start, 13th appearance overall. 49 and two-thirds innings. Cruz has struck out 51 and walked 36. 41 hits, 32 runs, 23 of them earned. He has given up 3 homers and a hit 4 batters. 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. He won't even turn 19 until February. Cruz, 5'11", listed at 154, has added a good bit of weight since then. Southpaw works for the Shorebirds in their black jerseys here on Wednesday night. Black base jersey with a D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange piping up the middle with white pants and high black socks, black hat. Lining up behind Cruz in the field, left or right in the outfield, it's Reed Trimble in left field. Doug Hono is in center. Elio Prado in right. Nolbert Romero's over at third. Jackson Holliday at shortstop. Carter Young at second. Maxwell Costas makes his home debut over at first. And Creed Willems does the catching for Young and Davey on the mound. Wood Ducks will send Marcus Smith, Cam Colley, and Glader Figueroa to the plate here in the first inning against Davey. Cruz coming off of one of his worst outings this season with Delmarva. Back on September the 1st, last Thursday, Cruz lasted just 3 1/3 innings, allowed 6 runs on 6 hits, walked 4 and struck out 5 against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So Smith strides to the plate to lead this one off from the left side. Smith hit second yesterday, finished 1-for-4 with an RBI double that came in the top of the 9th. Open stance from the left side. Cruz from the third base side of the rubber fires home. And the first pitch fastball misses down and in for ball one. We're underway actually a minute early here at 7:04. Outfield straight away. Here's the 1-0. And Cruz misses with the fastball. Down and outside for ball two. Third baseman Romero plays just a step behind the bag now with the count 2-0 on Smith. Here's the pitch. Swinging away, and he can't connect on a fastball down and in. 2-1. Smith with 5 homers, 31 driven in this season. He's hitting just 177. Third round pick of the Oakland Athletics back in 2019 out of high school. The pitch. He swings, lines it out towards second, and that's by Young. And on into right center for a base in. Right fielder Prado collects, throws it back in. And Marcus Smith with a leadoff single here to begin the game for the Wood Ducks. brings up the shortstop, Cam Colley. Second straight day that the Wood Ducks have actually begun the game with a base hit. Yesterday it was Maximo Acosta who singled then stole second, but he ended up being stranded out at second to end that first. Acosta out of the lineup here today. First pitch to Colley. Fastball down and in squirts by Willems. And up to second goes Smith. So second straight day now the Wood Ducks with a runner at second, nobody out. This time not a stolen base, but a wild pitch. Colley ahead of the count, 1-0. Finished with two hits yesterday, two of the six hits. The Down East had the game. Triple a run scored. Cruz the set, the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away. Ball two. This might possibly be the coolest temperatures that Davy Cruz has ever pitched in his life. Long black sleeves right now. It's maybe just a touch over 70 degrees, but with a fair bit of wind and the rain earlier today. The 2-0. Colley fouls it back. 2-1. Really feels like closer to mid-60s right now. And maybe Davy just trying to get himself warmed up a little bit here. His fastball is only sitting about 87, 88 here at the jump. Wind blowing out straight away towards right center. 2-1 pitch. Runner takes off for a third, and Colley drills it out towards center, towards the gap of center fielder. Hono tracks it down, spins, throws back to second, and they double off Smith. Smith went in with a headlong dive for third. And by the time he got up and tried to race back for second, Hono tracked the ball down in right center, spun and threw a strike to second. And Jackson Holliday, a smooth pick. And just like that, a double play. And there's two outs here in the top of the first. Two outs, nobody on now for Gladair Figueroa. He swings at the first pitch, pops it down the third baseline. And a foul ground, Romero there, and the third baseman puts it away. And just like that, Davy Cruz faces the minimum here in the first. A little help from Doug Hodo out in center. Hunt will last the first. It's Down East nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Home half of the first, it's Down East nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat for the first time against Winston Santos on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Down East had a runner at second, nobody out for the second straight day to begin the game. But come up empty once more after the double play, the line drive out to center, doubling off Marcus Smith, who was off on the pitch to third. So Carter Young comes to the plate for the Shorebirds here in a scoreless game. Santos, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Goes into his wind. First pitch to Carter Young. His fastball on the outside corner. Or just off the edge, beg your pardon, for ball one. Santos 7-6 this year in the 3.66 ERA, the 1-0. Young swings and pumps it back and out of play. 1-1. 28 years old out of the Dominican Republic. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is in on Young's hands. Ball two, 2-1. 2-1 pitch to Carter Young. He swings, rolls a grounder towards short under the glove of the third baseman via Roel. Shortstop Colley there to back it up, though. And he throws to first to retire Young. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the first. So one out, nobody on for Jackson Holliday. We'll set the defense for you behind Winston Santos on the hill. It's Yossi Galan in left, Marcus Smith in center, Jose Rodriguez in right. Miguel Villarroel is over at third. Cam Colley at short. First pitch to Jackson Holliday. This is just a little down low. Ball one. Danier Cuevas over at second. Abby Ortiz at first, and Tucker Mitchell does the catching. Holliday, a big swing on the 1-0 and fouls it off the plate. Little trickler behind the catcher. One ball, one strike. Santos into his wind, the 1-1. And Holliday fouls it back. 1-2. Infield plays Holliday to pull. Shortstop Colley up the middle. Third baseman Villarroel basically playing over where a shortstop would. Santos, the 1-2. And Holliday rips it towards deep left center. Galan on the run. Left fielder won't get there. Has to play it on a couple of hops. Holliday around first. He's into second standing for the one-out double. Second straight game for Jackson Holliday with a first-inning double to left center. Almost a carbon copy of the one that he had yesterday. This one thinks the rain dies on the grass. But that baseball was torched again by Holliday, who seems to be finding his stride here in the final week of the season with the Shorebirds. So Holliday in second after his third double of the season. And Reed Trimble now the batter. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. First pitch. Trimble takes down and in for ball one. Santos in 103 and a third innings this season. Has struck out 102, walked just 28. One-oh pitch. Trimble checks his swing, and the fastball just off the inside corner. 2-0. Santos has now given up 88 hits, 49 runs, 42 earns, 8 homers, and 12 hit batters. 2-0 on Reed Trimble, who had a three-hit game yesterday. The pitch. Trimble swings and chops it foul. First base side. 2-1. Trimble now up to 296 on the season through 30 games played with Delmarva. Holliday at second, 1-0. The 2-1. Breaking ball finds the outside corner, belt high. 2-2. Shortstop Colley way up the middle. But Villarroel over at third does play a normal position at third. Outfield plays Trimble to pull, except for Galan and left. Here's the pitch. And Trimble swings and misses. Breaking ball down and in, had him just down his front foot. And there's two outs here in the last of the first. That brings up the center fielder, Doug Hodo. Hodo batting cleanup for the second straight day. Hodo was 0 for 3 yesterday, dropping his average all the way down now to 115. First pitch from Santos. It's a fastball, outside corner. Strike one. Holliday out at second, two outs, bottom of the first of a scoreless game. Shorebirds and one Ducks here on a Wednesday night. The set and the pitch. And Hodo takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Hodo has yet to drive in a run here with the Shorebirds. Has a good opportunity here. Holliday, good speed out second with two outs. Should be able to score on any single to the outfield. 1-1. Hondo swings, hits a tapper back to the mound. It's grabbed by Santos belt high. Flips it underhand over to first to retire Hondo. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the first. One out double from Holiday, but he's stranded there. On to the second. It's a scoreless game after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
So much to protect each day. Nationwide is all. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? See each new available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second, it's a scoreless game after one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here from Salisbury. Yossi Kalan leads it off, four down east here in the second. 4-5-6 to him for the Wood Ducks after they somehow set the minimum to the plate in the first. Lead off single, a wild pitch, but a double play. First pitch to Kalan, misses just a little low, ball one. Double play, knocked off Smith from second, and then Figueroa popped up on the very next pitch. 1-0 to Galani, fouls it back and over the screen. One ball, one strike. Galan bats from the right side against the southpaw Cruz. Here's the pitch, and Galan swings, fouls it back towards our heads again, back towards the press box. Still one ball, two strikes. Cruz, third base side of the rubber. Galan, 18 homers, 54 driven in this season. Swings the 1-2 and skies it out to shallow left. Shortstop Holiday backpedals on the outfield grass, puts it away. And that's the first down here in the second. So one out and nobody on for Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel, the third baseman tonight for the Wood Ducks. Same position he played yesterday. One homer, 23 driven in. Right-handed hitter. And Cruz's first pitch fastball finds the inside corner. Strike one. Villarroel in 36 games, hitting .328. Takes the 0-1 pitch down and away for ball one. Six doubles, no triples, just that one homer we mentioned. 1-1 pitch. Villarroel stings it, but fell down the right field line. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes on Villarroel. One out top of the second. Here's the pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Inside black. Cruz carves the edge. Villarroel down looking. And that's the second out here in the second. So good job by Cruz after giving up that leadoff single to start the game. He's now retired four in a row. First pitch to Abby Ortiz, misses down and away for ball one. Two outs, top of the second. No score here between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Pitch to Ortiz. He swings and rifles it through the hole right side and on into right for a base hit. Prado towards the line, picks it up, throws it back in. But Ortiz safely aboard at first with a two-out single. That brings up Tucker Mitchell, the catcher. first. We've seen him here this week. Right-handed batter hitting 176 this season. Cruz a high set. Here's the pitch. Mitchell takes just off the inside corner. Ball one. No score, top of the second. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks here in game two of their series. Mitchell, three homers, 16 driven in. Here's the pitch. Fastball again, up and in under his arms. And Cruz falls behind on Mitchell, 2-0. Infield plays Mitchell to pull. Second baseman Young up the middle. Holiday at short in the hole. Throw over to first. It's bounced in by Cruz, but Costas able to pick it. Back in standing Ortiz. Two and zero on Tucker Mitchell. Here's the pitch. Takes a big rip, fouls it back. 2-1. Wind blowing still in from center right now, out towards right center. Cruz comes ready, stares at first. Now fires home, and Mitchell swings through the high fastball. 90 up at the letters, and the count's even at two. Two balls, two strikes on Tucker Mitchell. Runner at first, two outs after Ortiz's two-out single. And Cruz calls time, goes back to the rosin bag. And time called again now by the home plate umpire, as almost looked like for a second there, Mitchell somehow accidentally knocked into the catcher Willems. But in any case, the count's still even at two. No score, top of the second. Runner at first, two outs. Cruz the set. And the 2-2 pinch, runner goes, and Mitchell swings, drills it in the air out towards center, but it holds up long enough for Hodo to get back and put it away. And the Wood Ducks turned away scoreless here in the second. On to the last, the second, it's still Down East nothing and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Strathmore and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the second, it's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. 5-6 and 7 due up for Delmarva here against Winston Santos. Santos worked around a one-out double to Jackson Holiday in the first inning, stranding him out there and throwing a scoreless first. Isaac Baloney leads it off for the Shorebirds. Baloney had a perfect debut, or I should rather say return, to Delmarva after a long stint with High A Aberdeen. Baloney returned to the Shorebirds yesterday, his first game back. First pitch misses down and outside from Santos to Baloney. Ball one. Baloney went 4-for-4 with four base hits. Now with the Shorebirds this season, 46 games as he swings the 1-0, comes up empty on a pitch down low. One ball, one strike. Pelone hitting 268. Six homers and 30 driven in. 1-1 pitch, fastball spotted up perfectly. Outside corner at the knees. One ball, two strikes. Infield plays, Pelone to pull. Here's the 1-2. And the breaking ball misses inside. Two balls, two strikes. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line at third. And shortstop Colley positioned up the middle. 2-2. Pelone just gets a piece of it. Fouls off the catcher Mitchell. And the count stays even at two. Two and two on Isaac Pelone. Shorebirds DH here today. Santos the wind, the righty deals home, and Pelone swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball up and away. And that's the second strikeout of the game for Winston Santos. And the first out here in the second. So one out and nobody on for Elio Prado. Prado playing right field today, his first start of the week. First pitch, Santos pours in a breaking ball for a called strike. Prado, one homer, 23 driven in this season, hitting 194, playing his 63rd game. A one-pitch breaking ball at the top of the zone. Prado thought it was high. Immediately gives the side eye to home plate umpire Trey Jester. Gets back in the box right away, though. 0-2 pitch. Prado swings and misses. A little slider left up in the zone. Prado can't connect. And Santos with back-to-back strikeouts here to start the second. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Two outs, nobody on for the Shorebirds home run leader this season. Romero, nine homers, 46 driven in. First pitch. Breaking ball is there at the top of the zone. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the second. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks game two of their series. The pitch. Romero swings and flies it out of play. Right field side. 0-2. Romero was 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI single in the first inning, helping the Shorebirds out to that early 3-0 lead. The 0-2, Romero swings and misses, and Winston Santos strikes out the side in order here in the second. On to the third, scoreless game after two between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Top of the third, it's still a scoreless game after two innings between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here today. Davey Cruz and Winston Santos battling it out early. Cruz with Shorebirds through two innings has allowed two singles, striking out one, and hasn't walked anybody. Leading off for the Wood Ducks here in the third, it's Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez playing right field here today. Left-handed batter, first we've seen of him here this series. Cruz, the southpaw on the mound, fires home, and the first pitch is rolled on the ground to short. Holiday scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Rodriguez. And that's the first down here in the third. Good start for Cruz here in the third. One pitch, one out, and that brings up Danier Cuevas. Cueva, the second baseman, another left-handed batter. He swings the first pitch. Comes up empty, though. Strike one. Cueva playing in just his fourth game with the Wood Ducks. He's two for his first 11. Both hits singles. 0-1, he swings and launches one high in the air out towards right center. Not too deep. Center fielder Hodo over, but it's the right fielder Prado who patrols on in and makes the call and the catch. And there's two away quickly here on three pitches for Cruz here in the third. Davey had just 26 pitches now through two and two-thirds innings. Top of the order, it's Marcus Smith. Smith singled to lead off the game, then took second on a wild pitch before getting doubled off at second. First pitch is down and away for ball one. He was doubled off by no fault of his own, really. He was running on a pitch that Cam Colley lined out towards center, and Smith just not enough time to get back to second. He still nearly made it, despite a headlong dive into third. 1-0. Fastball misses down and in for ball two. Testament to Smith, though, was that he needed that headlong dive into third because his jump off of Cruz on the mound, 2-0, it's down the middle for strike one, was so large that by the time, essentially, that Colley made contact, Smith was already standing at third. Would have had the base stolen. 2-1. Breaking ball misses down and outside for ball three. So three balls and a strike on Marcus Smith. Two outs, top of the third. And now time called at the plate. Smith steps out. Davey into the wind of the mound. 3-1, and Smith swings and misses. Uncorked a pretty lethal hack. Came up empty, though. 3-2. Cruz looking for a 1-2-3 third. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is outside. Ball four. First walk of the game allowed by Cruz. And it's a two-out base runner for the Wood Ducks for the second straight inning. So Smith at first and Cam Colley now the batter. Smith is 45 for 52 stealing bases this season. So Cruz has to keep a watchful eye on him over at first. Colley from the right side lined into that double play back in the first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. Colley can't lay off. Strike one. No score, top of the third. Smith at first, leaning back towards the bag, and Cruz throws over, and Smith back standing. Cruz has his sign, he comes set. Hands held at the shoulders, the pitch home, and Colley takes down low. One ball, one strike. Runner at first, two outs, top of the third. Here's the pitch, runner goes. Fastball misses high. Willems the throw to second, and it is not in time. It looked like Smith didn't get the best jump in the world, but man, he has some good acceleration. Made up a lot of ground that I thought he didn't have time to. So it's his 46th stolen base this season. And the Wood Ducks are the runner in scoring position. And two outs here in the top of the third. Two-one pitch. Fastball is high and outside for ball three. On deck later, Figueroa. Cruz got him to pop up his first time up. Cruz a long set now, the 3-1, and Colley, good swing, fouls it back though. Was right on that fastball with center cut. 3-2. So a full count on Colley. Runner at second, two outs. Wood Ducks trying to get on the board first after they fell behind 3-0 after just an inning yesterday. Cruz ready. Here's his 3-2. And Colley swings and hits it high in the air to shallow center. Hodo started back, now traverses in and makes the catch with one hand to retire Colley. And that does it for the Wood Ducks here in the third. Strander runner out at second. On to the last of the third. It's still the Wood Ducks nothing. And the Shorebirds nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and most valuable state Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Two and a half innings in the books here tonight from Salisbury. It's the scoreless game between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds. Winston Santos, Davey Cruz with dueling zeros up on the scoreboard. Creed Willems leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the bottom of the third. Santos has struck out four of the past five batters he's faced, including punching out the side in order in the second. First pitch to Willems, he swings and pops it up into shallow center. Shortstop Colley there, and he puts it away for the first out of the inning on one pitch for Santos. And you thought Cruz was being efficient before giving up that two-out walk in the top of the third. Santos right now, one out in the bottom of the third at just 25 pitches. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Maxwell Costas, making his Shorebirds home debut. First pitch, the right-handed batter. This is down and away for ball one. Costas is one for his first 10 with Delmarva. Signed as an undrafted free agent this year. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. Costas with a absolutely decorated college career at the University of Maryland. Born and raised in Baltimore as well, so a literal homecoming. The 1-1. Costas takes breaking ball off the inside corner for ball two. Or, unfortunately for Costas, basically everywhere he plays in the Orioles minor league system, outside of if he finally gets to Baltimore, is actually going away from home. 2-1 pitch is outside for ball three. Playing in Fredericksburg this past week was actually, depending on traffic and the given day, might have actually been closer to Baltimore than playing here in Salisbury. 3-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, and the count full on Costas. One out, last the third. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks scoreless. The 3-2, and Costas swings and misses. Good breaking ball. Tailing away from Costas, and Santos with his fifth strikeout of the game. And there's two outs here in the last the third. So back to the top of the order. Two outs, nobody on for Carter Young. Young grounded to third his first time up. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. First pitch, he lays off a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Infield plays him to pull. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line at third. And the shortstop Colley up the middle. 1-0. Young swings and fouls it back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Young with a good game yesterday was 2 for 5. A base hit and a triple. 1-1. Curveball is just off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. His triple in the first, helping kick off that three-run first inning yesterday for Delmarva. 2-1. Young swings and misses. Chased a, almost looks like a cutter, but I think it's supposed to be more of a slider for Santos. Down and in. 2-2. Santos the kick and the pitch. And Young takes just off the outside corner. Full count. Santos trying to retire his eighth in a row. The 3-2. And Young barely gets a piece of a changeup down and outside. Flays it to the backstop. And the count stays at 3-2. Jackson Holiday on deck, the only Shorebirds base runner of the game. And Santos steps off the mound, wants the clock to reset. It hasn't. Down to two, he still has time, gets the pitch off, the 3-2. And Young fouls it back and out of play. 3-2, that was a gutsy move by Santos with the pitch clock there. It won't reset for you with the bases empty going from the windup. But he knew himself. 3-2. Fastball is high, ball four. And Santos ends up walking Young anyways. So Santos' streak stops at seven retired in a row, with four of those by strikeout. So it's a two-out base runner for Jackson Holiday. Holiday with a ringing double out to left center his first time up. Left-handed batter, Young at first, two outs. Santos the stretch and the pitch. It's down the dirt. Mitchell a good backhand pick, keeps the ball in front. And the count's 1-0. Holiday now with doubles in back-to-back games after a relatively pedestrian by his standards series last week in Fredericksburg, 1-0. Breaking ball, the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Again, third baseman Villarroel off the line at third. And the shortstop, Colley, up the middle. Second baseman Cueva towards the hole on the right side. 1-1. Holiday swings, points it off the hands, and fouls it out of play. Third base side. One ball, two strikes. Last of the third of a scoreless game. Wood Ducks zip, Shorebirds zip. Santos comes set just above the belt. Slides down the hill, the pitch, and Holiday barely gets a piece of it. Fouls it off the plate. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. For the first time, Down East has actually adjusted their defense. Smith in center is playing towards left center now. 1-2 pitch. And Holiday winds it down the left field side. That falls in for a base hit. Towards the corner, left fielder Gallon cuts it off. Holiday trying for two, and he's in with a feet first slide. It's the second double of the day for Jackson Holiday. Young motors to third, and the Shorebirds with a good scoring opportunity here. Second and third, two outs for Reed Trimble. Real solid base running from Holiday, knowing that he could take second on that play. The throw from Gallon came into second, but was still nowhere close to getting Holiday. So now two in scoring position for Reed Trimble, who drove in two in yesterday's game. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Reed struck out his first time up. Santos set, here's his pitch. And Trimble fouls it back. Fastball just got in enough on Trimble's hands. Strike one. A strike on Trimble. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch. And Trimble takes a breaking ball just off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Trimble hit above 300 for the month of August and has now carried that here into September to close out what has now been a strong season for him. 1-1 pitch. Trimble frozen by a slider. Over the inside corner, knee high. 1-2. Trimble coming off of off-season shoulder surgery. Didn't know how much he'd play this season. Has now gotten into 30 games. Hitting 296. 1-2. It's down in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher, Mitchell. Runner stay put. Two balls, two strikes. Young at third, Holiday out at second. 2 outs, bottom of the third. No score right now between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds. Although the Shorebirds are threatening. Doug Hodo on deck if the inning gets that far. 2-2 pitch. And Trimble hits it in the air down the left field line. It's a long run for Gallon towards foul ground. He can't get there in time. And drops in. Foul ball. And the at-bat continues for Trimble. So 2-2 the count on Reed Trimble. Outfield swung around, plays him to pull a good deal. 2-2 again. And Trimble swings, it's a hard grounder towards second, sliding down for it. Cueva fields in the backhand. Gets up, throws to first, and retires Trimble for the final out here in the third. Shorebirds threaten with 2 outs, but leave to a board. On to the fourth. It's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, still no score between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks, although both teams threaten in the third, leaving at least one runner in scoring position aside. Shorebirds leaving two on in the last of the third. Here at the top of the fourth, Davey Cruz back to work, but he's throwing to a new man behind the plate. It's Wilkin Grujon, who has come on to catch for Creed Willems. Straight-up substitution after Willems popped up last at bat. Here's the first pitch from Cruz, misses all the way to the backstop high. Ball one. So Grujon now catching in place of Willems, who had just come back from an injury at Fredericksburg. 1-0 pitch misses low for ball two. Same type of injury he had dealt with earlier this year down in Myrtle Beach. That was back all the way in May, though. 2-0 pitch. Ortiz takes a fastball on the outside corner, 2-1. Or Figueroa, beg your pardon, takes on the outside corner, 2-1. It's later Figueroa, Yossi Galan, Miguel Villarroel here in the third, here in the fourth. For the Wood Ducks. 2-1 pitch is down the dirt for ball three. Figueroa popped out to third and foul ground his first time up. Cruz the wind and the 3-1. Fastball is on the outside corner. 3-2. Figueroa playing his fifth game with the Wood Ducks. He's 5 for his first 16. 3-2 pitch. He swings, barrels one up out to center, but with the wind blowing in, it'll keep it in the yard. Hodo under it, and the center fielder puts it away. Out in medium deep center. First out here in the fourth. I think Davey more than happy to allow as much contact up in the air today with kind of heavier atmosphere, the wind blowing in as well. It's not nearly as hot as it typically is here in the first week of September. First pitch to Yossi Galan is fouled back for strike one. So anything up in the air is really going to be deadened a good deal. No score, top of the fourth. Both sides with two hits. All that's up on the scoreboard. 0-1 to Galan. Fastball tails outside. First time Cruz has touched 90 today. One ball, one strike. Galan popped a short his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. Down in the dirt. 1-2. Davey trying to end his season on yet another high note. Bit of a surprise that he even got here this season. 1-2. Galan swings and taps it to the backstop. 1-2. Davey still just 18 years old and was pitching down the FCL to start this season. 13 solid innings and then got bumped up to single A and is now the youngest pitcher here in the Carolina League. 1-2. Galan takes a fastball outside for ball two. And I now think there's a real possibility if Cruz comes in and shows out strong in spring training next year. 2-2. Galan swings and pops it up, back and out of play. Still 2-2. Then Cruz might break camp next year at High A Aberdeen. I think that would be very aggressive, and I think the likelier scenario is he spends another half season here with Delmarva. 2-2. Change up misses down low for ball three. And then spends the second half of 2023 with Aberdeen. But one can dream. And Davey is definitely one to dream on. 3-2 pitch to Yossi Galan. He swings and pops it again up in the air again, back and out of play. And the count remains at 3-2. One out top of the fourth. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks scoreless. 3-2 on its way again. And Galan rips it in the air deep down the left field line. That's hooking way foul. So still a full count, and the battle between Cruz and Galan wages on. Davey, another 3-2 pitch. And Galan a chopper towards third on the first high hop. Romero has it, throws across the diamond, and Galan retired for the second out here on the top of the fourth. That brings up Miguel Villarroel. Right-handed batter. Two outs, nobody on. In the first pitch, he has to jump out of the way of a breaking ball down and in. Ball one. Wood Ducks nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Top of the fourth. Cruz is 1-0 to Villarroel. It's cut on and missed. Breaking ball down the dirt. 1-1. Villarroel struck out looking his first time up. Only strikeout of the game to this point for Cruz. 1-1. Fouled off at the plate off the catcher Grullon. 1-2. Davey has struck out at least two batters in every start this season. Came in with 51 and 49 and two-thirds innings. 1-2 on Miguel Villarroel. Davey into his wind, the 1-2. And it's a high chopper over the mound. Shortstop Holiday charges and kind of collides with the second baseman Young. They're both okay. They both stay on their feet. But the ball dies on the infield grass, and Villarroel safe at first on an infield single. And Holiday and Young talking back and forth a little bit. Held by the second base bag. I really don't know why Young went after that baseball. especially with Holiday having the momentum towards first. That's even if you consider whether or not Holiday even had a play there. Would have been tough to bare hand throughout via Roel. But it's a two-out single. Third straight inning now that the Wood Ducks have had a two-out base runner. First pitch, runner goes. It's a called strike. The throw to second, picked by Holiday. But Villarroel dives around the tag. And it's a stolen base for Villarroel, who stumbled out of the blocks, but makes up for it and steals his seventh base of the season. So it's a called strike to Abby Ortiz. Ortiz lined a single to right his first time up. Top of the fourth, still a scoreless game, but the Wood Ducks threatening again with two outs. Cruz the high set, deals home, and the fastball is just outside. One ball, one strike. Ortiz has driven in 37 this season through 89 games. Just a slightly open stance. His 1-1. Ortiz swings and drills it out to deep straightaway center. Hodo retreating onto the warning track, reaches out and can't reel it in. Coming in to score, Villarroel stopping at second, Ortiz with a two-out RBI double. And the Wood Ducks on the board first. It's Downey's 1. Delmarva nothing here on the top of the fourth. So the first extra base hit of the game for the Wood Ducks. It's an RBI double for Abby Ortiz. Eighth double, 38th run driven in. And the Wood Ducks on the board, they lead it 1-0. And it's second, two outs again now for Tucker Mitchell, the catcher. Cruz's pitch. And Mitchell, big rip, foul tips it. Held on to by Grullon. 0-1. Ryan Long starting to do his paces out in the bullpen. Think Davey will probably be done after four. 0-1. And Mitchell swings, squares it up, straight away center again. Back goes Hodo, but he has enough time this time and puts it away for the final out of the inning right in front of the warning track. Wood Ducks on the board, though, an RBI two-out double for Abby Ortiz. On to the last of the fourth, it's now down east 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds at you from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delaney on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last of the fourth, it's now Downey's 1 and Delmarva nothing. RBI double in the top of the inning for Abby Ortiz, getting Downey's on the board first. Doug Hodo leads it off for the Shorebirds against Winston Santos, who's authored three shutout innings thus far. His first pitch breaking ball is down the dirt to Hodo. Ball one. Hodo tapped back to the mound his first time up. The 1-0. Breaking ball down and away. Hodo checks his swing. Appeal to first. Steve Carini says he held up in time. Ball two. First baseman Ortiz playing way off the line. And the 2-0 is down and away for ball three. Hayden Nierman is starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll be the bridge between Cruz and Ryan Long here today, with Davey Dunn after four, and then Long will come on in the sixth. 3-0. Hodo takes a fastball. It's on the inside corner. Three balls, one strike. Shorebirds just two hits thus far off of Santos, both belonging to Jackson Holliday. 3-1. Fastball is down and away, ball four. And that's the second walk of the game issued by Santos. Leadoff base runner for the Shorebirds. It's Doug Hodo with a walk. Hodo, candidate to run as well. This season, he's 3-for-3 stealing bases. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Baloney struck out swinging his first time up today. Left-handed batter. Santos the stretch and the pitch. And Baloney swings and misses. Fastball, outside half, letter high. Strike one. Infield plays Baloney to pull, although still shaded towards second, trying to turn two. 0-1 pitch, it's a breaking ball down the dirt. One ball, one strike. Hodo at first, the tying run. Bomb the fourth, it's Downey's one, Delmarva nothing. Santos's pitch, and Baloney takes a fastball off the outside corner. 2-1. The chance to really run on Santos, not really an option. Slide step to the plate, he's very quick. The 2-1, Baloney swings and misses through a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Even with Hodo as good a base runner as he is, Santos has got to be less than 1-1 to the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high and outside for ball three. So a full count. Maybe Hodo wants to be off here. Nobody out. Bomb of the fourth. Full count on Isaac Baloney. Santos down the hill. The pitch. Runner stays put. And Baloney swings and misses. Breaking ball gets him. Sixth strikeout of the game for Santos. And there's one out here in the last fourth. Second time tonight that Baloney's gone down on strikes. That brings up Elio Prado. Prado struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch. Prado swings, chops it down the third base line. It's a fair ball. Third baseman Villarroel gloves. Throws across to retire Prado. Up to second goes Hodo. And there's two outs here in the fourth. Just fair inside the bag at third. Villarroel did well not to trip over the base itself. While trying to field that baseball essentially right on top of the bag. So a runner in scoring position and two outs for Noelbert Romero. Romero struck out swinging his first time up on three pitches. Right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch. Romero takes a fastball. Outside half. Bell tied. Strike one. Romero's driven in 46 this season. That's the active leader on the team. 0-1 pitch. Romero swings. It's a cue shot off the end of the bat. First baseman Ortiz way off the line fields. Throws to first. And Santos barely finds the base with his foot. Stabbed once, stabbed twice, and finally found it. Romero retired on the 3-1 putout, and the Shorebirds strand another runner in scoring position. Already the fourth they've left there here today. On to the fifth, it's Downey's one, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today.
2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Dallas on the call, voting home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, it's still down east 1 and Delmarva nothing, and we have a boatload of changes to tell you about. First off, a TechNet called the bullpen brings on Hayden Nierman to replace Davey Cruz here in the fifth. And then defensively, Adam Crampton has been inserted into the game for Reed Trimble. First pitch to Jose Rodriguez from Nierman. It's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Crampton is playing third. Elio Prado, who had been playing right, is now playing left. 0-1. Rodriguez swings and foul tips it 0-2. So Prado's in left, and Noelbert Romero makes his career debut in the outfield, now playing right field. This will be interesting. 0-2. It's high and outside all the way to the backstop. 1-2. I'm almost surprised that Romero wasn't put out in left, only because Down East does have a left-handed hitting heavy lineup. So a few more baseballs might be headed Romero's way than I think he'd like. 1-2 is fouled off at the plate, off the foot of Rodriguez. It's 1-2. And in the middle of all this, Hayden Nierman is making his Shorebirds debut. Nierman, a sidewinder out of UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. 22 years old. 6'2", 170, fires home, and the pitch, it's a little dribbler out towards second. Young charges in gloves, throws the run, and retires Jose Rodriguez for the first out here in the fifth. So one out here in the top of the fifth, Shorebirds down 1-0. That brings up Danier Cueva, another left-handed batter. First pitch from Nierman, misses outside for ball one. Nierman played this past year with UNLV, transferred there from Oakland. 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed, 1-1. Oakland being up in Rochester, Michigan. Nierman, 23 games this year for UNLV. He went 2-0 with 4 saves, 1-1. Fastball misses high and outside for ball one. 40 innings total, he struck out 34. Allowed 48 hits, 26 runs, 21 earned for a 4.72 ERA. Pitch home, slider down and in, a little half swing from Cuevas. He can't hold back, and the count's even at 2. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. Shorebirds down 1-0. Nierman a full wind, first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the pitch. And the sinking fastball misses outside for ball three. Nierman will sit 90-93 with that fastball, even throwing from a low three-quarters arm slot. The pitch is fouled straight back. 3-2, it stays. So to set the defense again for you, it's now Prado in left, Hodo in center, Romero in right. Then around the infield, Crampton at third, Holiday at short, Young at second, Costas at first. And the 3-2 is cut on and missed. Fastball high and outside, and Hayden Nierman with his first Shorebird strikeout. One gone, or two gone rather, here in the fifth.
Final line on Davy Cruz, by the way. Davy goes four innings, allows four hits, one run, one walk, and strikes out one. First pitch to Marcus Smith is in there for a called strike. Two outs, nobody on, top of the fifth. Nearman the wind and the pitch. Smith takes a slider down and in. One ball, one strike. Smith, another left-handed hitter. Perfect on the day, one for one. Launches a 1-1 pitch, fastball outside. 2-1. Singled in the first, walked and stole a base back in the third. 2-1 from Nearman. Fastball can't sneak back to the inside edge. And it's 3-1 now on Smith. Wood Ducks in three consecutive innings have had a two-out base runner. The 3-1. Fastball. Ooh, sounded almost like Trey Chester called strike, but I guess he yelled out ball. So ball four. Everybody froze there for a minute. Smith did two with the batter, but it's ball four, and the Wood Ducks do, in fact, have their two-out base runner for a fourth straight inning. So Smith walks, and that brings up Cam Colley. Colley has flied to center twice, including once into a double play. Nearman, a low set, the pitch home. Fastball gets under the bat of Colley. Swings and misses off the inside corner. 0-1. Runner at first, two outs. Smith, an aggressive lead. Nearman set. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Fastball, a called strike. The throw to second is on the money from Grugion. Wilkin Grugion from his knees is able to hose Marcus Smith for the final out here in the fifth. Halfway home on to the last of the fifth. It's Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action anywhere, all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream and Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Halfway home, it's Downey's 1 and Delmarva nothing. Wilkin Grugion takes his turn at bat after replacing Creed Willems defensively back in the third inning. It's the pinch to Grugion's cut on and missed for strike one. Grugion, in his return to Delmarva, he's been yanked around all through the Orioles system this year. 0-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball down the dirt from Winston Santos. Ball one. Santos back out for his fifth inning of work, has allowed just two hits, two walks, struck out six over four scoreless. 1-1, swing and a miss. Grugion chases the breaking ball down and outside. 1-2. Grugion with the Shorebirds this season, hitting .239. The pitch. Grugion swings and skies it down the left field line. That'll hook out of play. Land up in the seats. 1-2. Grugion, two homers, four driven in with the Shorebirds. That's in 16 games. 1-2 on Grullion, leading off the home half of the fifth. Here's the pitch, and Grullion lines it out towards the left. Gallant came in, now leaps up and makes the catch. Nearly overplayed it, and Yossi Gallant thinking his lucky stars. That baseball didn't get by him. That's supreme athleticism to come in with that baseball. But man, he made it a heck of a lot harder than he had to on himself. And I think he's pointing out to Marcus Smith, the center fielder, that baseball knuckled on him. First pitch to Maxwell Costas is popped back and out of play for strike one. I wouldn't be surprised if it did, only because of how hard Grullion hit that baseball and how poorly Gallant reacted to that. 0-1. Costas again serves it out of play right field side. It's 0-2. Costas struck out swinging his first time up. Nine-hole hitter for the Birds. The 0-2. Fastball misses down and away. 1-2. Costas now 1-for-11 with Delmarva this season. 1-2. Costas checks his swing but is able to foul it back. Still 1-2. One, two again, and Costas reaching for it, able to ground it foul third base side. Good job staying alive. Shorebirds down a run here in the bottom of the fifth. Down East one, Delmarva nothing. Abby Ortiz the only offense of the game with an RBI double back in the fourth. 1-2, fastball is just a little outside. 2-2. Top of the order on deck after Costas. Santos the wind and the pitch. And Costas hits a liner out towards center, but it hangs up long enough for Smith to come on in. The center fielder makes the catch. And that's the second out here in the fifth. Back to the top for the lineup, and it's Carter Young. Carter is 0-for-1 today. He walked back in the third, was stranded at third to end that inning. Switch hitter bats from the left side. First pitch, Santos spots up a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Two outs, nobody on for Young with the Shorebirds down 1-0 here in the last fifth. Kick in the pitch from Santos, and Young, a dribbler down the first baseline, stays fair for Ortiz behind the bag, and the first baseman takes it to the bag himself, retires Young. And Winston Santos with a 1-2-3 fifth. On to the sixth. And still down East 1, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's still Down East 1, Delmarva nothing. Ryan Long comes on the StatCast call of the bullpen to replace Hayden Nierman, whose Delmarva debut a good success. Scoreless inning. First pitch from Ryan Long to Cam Colley is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Long coming in out of the bullpen, trying to throw the final four innings here today. A one pitch to Colley. Fastball misses high for ball one. Long saw his scoreless inning streak come to a close his last time out against Fredericksburg. Finished up at 21 consecutive scoreless innings. One pitch misses inside for ball two. Long on the season now, 7-5 with a 3.18 ERA. 21st appearance, is 11th out of the bullpen as time called the plate and Colley steps out. 70 2/3 innings this year for Ryan. He's struck out 71 and walked 30. 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball three. Long has given up 60 hits, 30 runs, 25 earned. 6 homers and 5 hit batters. 3-1 pitch to Colley. Fastball is way high for ball four. And Long, frustrated with himself, walks Colley to lead off the top of the sixth. So Long walks Colley, and that brings up leader Figueroa. Figueroa is 0 for 2 today, has popped a third and fly to center. Colley at first takes his lead. Here's the pitch, and Figueroa fouls it back to the screen. Strike one. Long, a 17th round pick out of Pomona Pitzer last summer, Division III school. A one. Figueroa takes a breaking ball down and away. It gets by Grullón to the backstop and jogging up to second, Colley on the pass ball. So a runner at second and nobody out for the Wood Ducks here. Trying to build on their one-run lead. It's Down East 1, Delmarva nothing here in the top of the sixth. There's an arm loosening on the Wood Ducks bullpen, as I think Santos might be done after 5 innings and 80 pitches. 1-1 pitch, is that a foul ball? Nope, it's not. Just a check swing. It hits off of Grullón. And over to third goes Colley now on a wild pitch. So Grullón and Long not on the same page there. Evidently they're going through touches. And Long and Grullón just were not on the same page on it. So a runner at third and nobody out for the Wood Ducks. And the infield will come in now for Delmarva. 1-2 on Figueroa. Infield in. Figueroa has driven in just one run for the Wood Ducks in 4 games. 1-2, it's a called strike three. Breaking ball flips in. Figueroa can't pull the trigger. And Long strikes him out for the first out here in the sixth. Good time for a strikeout for Ryan. Able to get Figueroa. That brings up Yossi Galán. Cleanup man for the Wood Ducks. Infield stays in. Runner at third and one out. Here's the pitch. Galán takes a breaking ball down the dirt. Ball one. Last time out for Ryan, we mentioned his scoreless streak was snapped. Ended at 21 innings, going over about a month and a half from July the 10th through September the 1st. 1-0 pitch. Fastball just a little off the outside corner. Ball two. Long ended up taking the loss last week at Fredericksburg on September the 1st. That was last Thursday. Gave up 4 runs over 3 2/3 innings. The 2-0 is fouled back by Galán. 2-1. Seven hits, two walks, didn't strike anybody out. And Long did give up one homer. 2-1 on Yossi Kalan. Runner at third, one out, the pitch. Swung on and dribbled to the backstop. 2-2. Long struck out Figueroa. Now has two strikes on Kalan, a chance to strike him out. And Kalan, somebody who will swing and miss a lot. 2-2. Just got a piece of it. Kalan fouls it off the catcher, Grugion. And the count remains at 2-2. Kalan has punched out 134 times in 94 games this season. He's walked just 38. Runner at third, one out. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Big, looping, breaking ball. Long gets Gallon to swing out of his shoes at it. And there's two outs here in the sixth. So after putting Colley at third with nobody out, Long on the precipice of getting out of it. Still down east, one, Delmarva nothing. The pitch home to Miguel Villarroel's, a weak tapper by the mound. Long fields, goes behind the back, and throws to first in time to get Villarroel. Who says pitchers aren't athletes? What a play by Ryan Long. Behind the back and the throw to first for the final out here in the sixth. On to the last of the sixth. It's down east, still one, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth, it's still down east one, Delmarva nothing. But maybe the Shorebirds with some momentum on their side now after Ryan Long does it himself to strand a runner at third after nobody out in the top of the inning. Jackson Holliday leads it off here in the sixth against Damian Mendoza. Mendoza's first pitch breaking ball to Holliday is in there for a called strike. Mendoza on in this TechNet call to the bullpen, replacing Winston Santos, who goes five shutout innings. Allows just two hits, two walks, strikes out six. 0-1. Just off the inside corner with a fastball. 1-1. The only hits Santos allowed in the game were both to Jackson Holliday. Two doubles going the other way. 1-1. Holliday swings and skies it on the right side of the infield. First baseman Ortiz calling for it, and he makes the catch in the baseline. In between first and second. And there's one gone here in the sixth. Mendoza making his 32nd appearance of the season. He's 4-1 with a 2.20 ERA. 57 in the third innings, he struck out 57 and walked 26. 21 years old, out of Mexico. Navajoa. First pitch to Adam Crampton is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Crampton replaced Reed Trimble out in the field back in the top of the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch to Crampton. Adam swings, lines it to short, but it's speared by Colley. A half step to his left. And Crampton retired on the Adam ball. So that brings up Doug Hodo. 2 outs and nobody on for Hodo. 0-1 with a walk back in the fourth. Mendoza the wind and the pitch. And the breaking ball misses high. Ball one. Mendoza is predominantly a multi-inning use reliever. So if he can get through this sixth on minimum pitches, 1-0. Breaking ball is down low for ball two. He's at least going two here today. But if his pitch count allows, he could very well go three. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the 2-0. And Hodo late on the fastball. Sprays it into the seats at right field side. 2-1. Two outs, nobody on here in the last, the sixth for Delmarva. Down a run. Here's the pitch. And Hodo breaks his bat on a liner the other way. That drops into right for a base hit. Hodo exchanges his bat for a base knock. And the Shorebirds with a two-out base runner here in the sixth. So Hodo, the tying run over at first base now. 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. And Isaac Bologna comes up to bat. Bologna, after going 4-for-4 yesterday in his return to Delmarva, he's 0-for-2 today with 2 strikeouts. Bologna from the left side, the pitch. Fastball misses. High and inside. Ball one. Mendoza, a far lengthier delivery to the plate than what we saw Santos with. Would be shocked if Hodo isn't running at some point during this at-bat. 1-0, Hodo bluffs, and the breaking ball misses down and in. Ball two. Shorebirds down a run, bottom of the sixth. It's down east one, Delmarva nothing. Mendoza set. Here's the pitch. And Bologna, a liner into right field. On comes Rodriguez. He has to play it on a hop. Hodo trying to go first to third. Here's the throw, and it's in time. From Rodriguez in right, a rainbow on a hop. Picked by Villarroel, and Hodo tagged down at third for the final out here in the sixth. On to the seventh. And still down east one, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
top of the seventh, it's still Downey's 1, Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds with back-to-back singles in the last of the sixth. But Doug Hodo thrown on at third, trying to go first to third on Baloney's base hit with two outs, ends up ending the inning. Happy Ortiz leads it off for the Wood Ducks. He's 2-for-2. And the first pitch from Ryan Long. It's a changeup and misses high and outside for ball one. Ortiz, the sole source of offense tonight for either club. RBI double his last time up. 1-0 pitch. It's on the inside corner. 1-1. 6-7-8 due up for the Wood Ducks here in the seventh. Long's 1-1. Swing and a miss. A vicious hack. And a changeup. And Ortiz away out in front. 1-2. So 1-2 on Ortiz leading off the top of the seventh. Ryan the righty into his wind. Here's the pitch. Ortiz swings and pops it up down the left field line. Left fielder Prado wanders in and gets under it. Puts it away with one hand. And that's the first out here in the seventh. So one out and nobody on. That brings up the catcher, Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell has flied to center twice so far today. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. And Long misses with an off-speed pitch down and outside. Ball one. Downey's one, Delmarva nothing here on the top of the seventh. The pitch. Mitchell swings, chops it on the ground to third. Backing up and cramped in gloves. Long throw across and he gets Mitchell by a step and a half. And there's two away quickly here on the top of the seventh. Two outs and nobody on. That brings up Jose Rodriguez, left-handed batter. Rodriguez is 0-for-2. He's grounded out twice today. Long the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change up from Long. He's had that pitch on point here this inning. And it's quickly 0-2 on Rodriguez. Long looking for a quick 1-2-3 seventh. The pitch. And Rodriguez rolls over a grounder right to Young at second. Fields throws to first and retires Rodriguez. And Ryan Long does indeed have a 1-2-3 seventh inning. On the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds down a run to the Wood Ducks 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care. And it's so much to protect each day. Nationwide is always
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you got a good stretch in. It's the Wood Ducks 1 and the Shorebirds nothing here in the last of the seventh. Elio Prado leads off for the Shorebirds against Damian Mendoza, who allowed two two-out singles in the sixth, but got out of it thanks to an assist from the right fielder Jose Rodriguez. First pitch fastball to Prado misses down and in for ball one. So righty warming up out in the bullpen for the Shorebirds. That looks like it's Cooper Chandler. 1-0 pitch. Prado takes another fastball down and in. Ball two. Prado is 0 for 2 so far today. Has struck out swinging and grounded to third. 2-0. Breaking ball misses up and in, and Prado stumbles out of the box backwards. Now ahead in the count, 3-0. On its way to Prado. And the fastball is just high and outside. Ball four. And the Shorebirds, a leadoff walk in the seventh to Prado, have the tying run on base immediately here in the last of the seventh. Brings up Noelbert Romero, now playing right field. Romero in his first ever appearance in the outfield in his professional career. So far hasn't had a ball hit out to him in right yet. But now trying to make an impact at the plate. Prado the tying run at first and the pitch to Romero. He checks his swing, appeal now to second. And Steve Craze says that Romero went around for strike one. So it's 0-1 on Romero. Now Albert has struck out and grounded to first. Right-on-right matchup with Mendoza. A throw over to first. Prado back in with a dive, but first a balk called. And Prado's given second. And Mendoza doesn't even question it. So the Shorebirds now with the tying run out at second. And nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. 0-1 the count on Romero. And time called by the catcher Mitchell. Wilkin Grullion on deck. The 0-1 to Romero. Noelbert takes a pitch down in the dirt. Blocked by Mitchell, Prado stays put out at second. 1-1. A ball and a strike on Noelbert Romero. The kick and the pitch. And Romero takes. Fastball is up and in. 1-1. One on its way. Breaking ball. Flips in at the top of the zone. Belt high. 2-2 on Romero. Prado at second. Nobody out. Shorebirds now equal on hits with the Wood Ducks at four. But still trail 1-0. The 2-2. Romero off the end of the bat. Able to dribble into the backstop. Manages to stay alive. Romero calls time, steps out, wants to restrap his batting gloves. Wind blows in from center towards the right field line. Prado leads away from second, the tying run. Another 2-2. And Romero, a hard grounder up the middle. Shortstop Caulfield spins, throws to first, not in time. First baseman Ortiz never found the bag. It'll be an infield single for Noelbert Romero. And the Shorebirds with men in the corners and nobody out. Ortiz, I don't think, thought that Collie was going to get to that baseball. Shortstop ended up out in shallow center by the time he spun through. And Ortiz off the base, caught the ball, tried to find the bag, but couldn't in time. Romero beat him. And the Shorebirds with men in the corners and nobody out for Wilkin Grullion. First pitch. Grullion takes a good curveball. Outside corner. Strike one. Grullion lined to left his last time up. And now Grullion calls time and steps out. Grullion in 16 games this season with Delmarva has driven in just 4 runs. Middle infield back at double play depth for the Wood Ducks, conceding the run. Third baseman plays in. They 0-1. It's a pitch out. Ball one. And Romero not going anywhere from first. It's the first pitch out that I've seen this entire season. 1-1 on Grullion. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. Bottom of the seventh, the pitch. Curveball off the inside corner. 2-1. Outfield straight away on Grullion. Here's the pitch. And Grullion takes another curveball just off the inside edge. 3-1. On deck, Maxwell Costas in his Shorebirds home debut. Grullion can look for something to drive. Tying run at third. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Here's the 3-1. And Grullion, a high chopper to short. Shortstop Colley Fields throws to second, one, relay to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play. Prado comes into scores, and that ties the game, albeit a bit of a damper on the double play. So the game is tied at one now after Grullion's double play. No credit for an RBI for Grullion, though. And the Shorebirds rally just about squashed. Brings up Maxwell Costas. It's 0-for-2. He lined out to center his last time up. Mendoza into his wind. The first pitch to Costas. Fastball is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Last the seventh, now tied at 1. 0-1. Costas takes a breaking ball that's outside. 1-1. On deck, the top of the order, that's Dylan Beavers. The pitch. Costas checks his swing, appeal to first, and Steve Cray says he held up in time. 2-1. Mendoza in his second inning out of the bullpen. He's giving up the game-tying run here in the seventh. The pitch. Costas takes high. Ball three. Costas with prodigious power in college. Finished as Maryland's second all-time home run hitter. 3-1. Breaking ball nibbles the outside corner. 3-2. Two outs, bottom of the seventh, tied at one between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds. The pitch, and Costas hits it in the air to right, chases Rodriguez back. He gets the spot, puts it away, and retires Costas for the final out here in the seventh. Shorebirds do tie the game, though, on a run-scoring double play. On to the eighth, it's all even at one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the eighth, it's now a tie game between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here tonight. Shorebirds tying the game in the last of the seventh. A run-scoring double play off the bat of Wilkin Grugion ties the game at one. TechNet called the bullpen, brings on Cooper Chandler to replace Ryan Long here in the top of the eighth. Long goes two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Doesn't allow a hit, walks one, and strikes out two. First pitch to Danier Cuevas is bunted foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Nine, one, and two for the Wood Ducks here in the eighth. Cueva, Smith, and Colley with the game now tied at one. And the Wood Ducks getting their run way back in the fourth on an RBI double for Abby Ortiz. Chandler from the stretch with nobody on his pitch. And Cueva lines it out towards deep left center. Prado on the run. He tracks it down. Full sprint towards the gap. And Prado able to reel it in for the first out here in the eighth. That baseball gets down. That splits the gap. And that's probably a triple for Cueva. Back to the top of the order and Marcus Smith, who's been on base all three times today. A single and two walks. Left-handed batter, the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in at 95. Ball one. Chandler making his third appearance of the season with Delmarva. Two innings, he's allowed five runs on seven hits. 1-0. Fastball just off the outside corner. Ball two. Chandler, 6'2", 200 pounds. Right-handed pitcher out of Rice. 2-0 pitch. And Smith takes a fastball center cut. 2-1. Last time out for Chandler was last Thursday. Allowed a run on two hits to the Fred Nats in one inning. Didn't walk anybody and struck one out. 2-1. Fastball runs off the outside corner. 3-1. And time called by Smith as Chandler was coming set. One out, nobody on, top of the eighth. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks tied at one. 3-1. And Smith takes a fastball way down and in. He has to jump out of the way. And he walks for the third straight plate appearance. He's on base for the fourth time tonight. Smith has stolen a base tonight, but he was caught stealing his last time on by Wilkin Grugion. Does Smith run again? Obviously an important run. Smith at first, representing the go-ahead run. Throw over to first, and back in with the dive, Smith. Top of the eighth, tied at one. Cam Colley in the next to hit for the Wood Ducks. They're a two-hole hitter. Chandler the set and the pitch. Colley checks his swing, and the fastball's a called strike anyways on the outside corner. 0-1. Colley is 0-2. He walked and was stranded at third to end the sixth. 0-1. Runner goes, pitch misses outside, the throw to second, and Grugion is just late with the throw. Thought maybe Grugion got Smith again. But Smith, good acceleration, steals his second base of the game. So, pitch missed to call the outside. Ball two. Or ball one, beg your pardon.
Here's the pitch. Slider misses high and outside. Now that's ball two. And Chandler behind the count on Cauley. Tied at one, top of the eighth. Wood Ducks with a runner at second. One out. Chandler the pitch. And the slider is outside again. Ball three. Three-one pitch. Cauley checks his swing, appeal to second, and Gray says he went around. Cauley had already flipped his bat to the dugout. Picks it back up and retreats to the plate. Count full. Smith at second, great speed, the go-ahead run. Top of the eighth, tied at one, the pitch, and Cauley, a chopper foul down the third base side. Still full. On deck later, Figueroa. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chandler got him with a fastball. Up and away. Cauley swings through it. And that's the second out here in the top of the eighth. So now Figueroa, left-handed batter, he's 0 for 3, struck out his last time up. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Wood Ducks 1, Shorebirds 1, top of the eighth. The pitch. And Figueroa, a grounder towards the hole right side. Second baseman Young flags it down and throws to first to retire Figueroa for the final out here in the eighth. Chandler strands the go-ahead run out at second on the last of the eighth. Birds will try to take the lead. It's tied at one between the Birds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Home half of the eighth, it's still tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. After Cooper Chandler strands the go-ahead run out at second for the Woodies in the top of the frame. Shorebirds will try to take the lead here in the bottom of the eighth against Alberto Mota on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Replaces Damian Mendoza on this tech net call to the bullpen. First pitch to Carter Young is swung on and missed for strike one. Mendoza goes two innings, allows a run on three hits, one walk, no strikeouts. The wind in, the pitch to Young. Fastball misses just a little low. Ball one. Young is 0 for 2 today. Walked back in the third and is grounded out twice as well. 1-1. Young swings, barrels it up deep left center. On the run, Gallant, the left fielder, gets there in the gap to make the catch. And that's the first out here in the eighth. Squared up by Young, but just not enough juice on it, especially with the wind blowing in and still from left center. And that's the first out here in the eighth. Brings up Jackson Holliday. Holliday with two of the five hits tonight for Delmarva. Two for three, two doubles. Mota the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball is in at the knees. Strike one. Mota making his seventh appearance out of the bullpen. No record, but a three even ERA through nine innings. Here's the pitch. Holliday takes. Fastball is in off the inside corner. Ball one. Mota the wind and the 1-1. Fastball misses down low for ball two. Mota out of Venezuela, 5'11", 170 pounds. Struck out 13, walked 8 so far in his 9 innings. 2-1 pitch. Holliday takes a breaking ball. It's off the outside corner. 3-1. Three and one on Jackson Holliday. Tied at one, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. And Holliday takes up and in, ball four. So the Shorebirds with the go-ahead run aboard now. Here in the last of the eighth with good speed. Holliday can steal the base. This season he's 1-for-2. Had him cramped in the batter. He lined to short in his first plate appearance of the night after replacing Reed Trimble after the third. First pitch, Crampton shows bunt, takes high and outside. Ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Shortstop Colley, though, a few steps towards the hole. Left side. Here's the pitch. Crampton takes. Fastball is high again. Ball two. Crampton came in hitting 200 this season. 14 games, 10 for 50. Three doubles and seven driven in. Holliday at first, one out. The pitch. Crampton takes. Just a little low. Ball three. Shorebirds and Wood Ducks tied at one. Bottom of the eighth, one out. Go ahead run at first for the Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. And Crampton takes. Fastball, outside corner. 3-1. Three-one pitch. Crampton swings and misses. Fastball in the outer half. And the count's full. So does Holliday run here? A full count. One out. Bottom of the eighth. Tied at one. Mota set. Here's the pitch. Holliday stays put. And Crampton hits it out to right. Rodriguez backs up on it. He's able to come down with the liner. Holliday back to first, and there's two outs here in the last of the eighth.
Now batting the center fielder, number 32, Doug Hodo.
So two outs, and Holliday still over at first, and Doug Hodo the batter. Hodo is 1-for-2 so far today. Has singled, walked, and grounded back to the mound. Mota throws over to first, and Holliday back in standing. Wood Ducks 1, Shorebirds 1, here in the bottom of the eighth. Holliday, the go-ahead run at first, the pitch to Hodo. Curveball is down away in the dirt. Ball one. Mota from the chest, the pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Outfield straight away. Infield does play Hodo to pull. Here's the pitch. Fastball is yanked down and outside by Mota. 2-1. Felipe flashes the signs from the third base coach's box. 2-1, prime hit and run count. Holiday leads away from first. Here's the pitch. He stays put, and Hodo swings to the fastball. High and outside. Counts level at 2. Tied at 1, bottom of the 8th. Go ahead, run at first for the Birds. The 2-2, and Hodo fouls it off. Chops a breaking ball to the backstop. Little emergency hack. Able to stay alive. The 2-2 again to Hodo. And he fouls off another tapper to the backstop. On a breaking ball, he just got over top. The 2-2 again. Holiday runs, and Hodo swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the last of the 8th. On to the 9th. Tied at 1 still between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the 9th, still tied at 1 between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Both teams straining the go-ahead run aboard in their 8th innings. Cooper Chandler back out for the 9th for the Shorebirds, so will face 4, 5, and 6. Yossi Galan leads it off for the Wood Ducks, their active leader in homers with 18. Right-handed batter, Chandler the righty on the mound, fires home, and Galan trying to check his swing, but goes around on a fastball high and out of the zone. Strike one. Chandler from the stretch, the pitch, and Galan pops it up over his first base dugout and out of play. 0-2. 0-2 pitch. And Gallant hits it in the air towards left center. This will stay in the yard. Outfielders converge. The center fielder, Hodo, to make the call and the catch. One away here in the top of the ninth. So one out, nobody on for Miguel Villarroel. Villarroel is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored back in the fourth. First pitch from Chandler is a fastball in for a called strike. Oh, one pitch. Swung on and hit hard on the ground to short. Holiday bobbles in as it crawl up his arm, finds it, and throws to first to retire Villarroel for the second out here in the ninth. Not exactly routine from Holiday. Bangs off his glove, rolls up his arm, but he never loses the baseball. Sticks with it and retires Villarroel by quite a few steps for the second out here in the ninth. Brings up Abby Ortiz, and Chandler's first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Ortiz is 2-for-3 today, his RBI double back in the fourth, providing the only run of the game for the Wood Ducks. The pitch, he swings and swats it out of play. Third base side, strike one. Two outs, top of the ninth. It's tied at one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ortiz ends up with just his bottom hand on the bat, or top hand on the bat, by the end of his swing. Vicious hack. One and two. Chandler trying to set down the side in order here in the ninth. Ortiz calls time and steps out. Top of the ninth, two outs. Wood Ducks one, Shorebirds one. Chandler the set, and the pitch. Fastball is high and outside. Two and two. Two-two pitch, and Ortiz fouls off another. Left field side again. Still two and two. Two outs, top of the ninth. Game tied at one. Here's the pitch. And Ortiz swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Chandler strikes him out for the final out here in the ninth. On to the last of the ninth. Shorebirds will try to walk it off. It's tied at one between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half of the ninth. Game is tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks. Down East 1 and Delmarva 1. And the Shorebirds a chance to get their eighth walk-off win of the season and their second straight win to open up the final week of the campaign. Isaac Baloney leads it off for the Shorebirds. 5-6-7 due up against Alberto Mota, who stranded the go-ahead run at first back in the eighth. Baloney 1-for-3 today, playing his second game back with the Shorebirds after spending better part of 3 months with High A Aberdeen. Baloney with one of the signature moments this season for the Shorebirds. Back on May the 15th, the first pitch, Baloney takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. Baloney on May the 15th against Salem, a walk-off three-run homer. 0-1. Baloney takes down and in for ball one. A chance to do it again 4 months later. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Baloney flies it out of play left field side. 1-2. One and two on Isaac Baloney, leading off the bottom of the ninth. Mota the wind and the pitch. And Baloney takes. It's down in the dirt. 2-2. Shorebirds, two walk-off homers this season. Baloney and Willems, both three-run shots. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball is high, ball three. And although I'm sure Baloney would love to win it again for the Shorebirds, getting on base as the potential winning run be just as good. The 3-2 to Baloney. He swings, rips it into right field. A base hit. Right fielder Rodriguez gathers it up, throws it back in, and Baloney aboard at first for the leadoff single here in the ninth. So the Shorebirds with a winning run at first here to kick off the last of the ninth. And now Elio Prado, who walked and scored leading off the seventh. We'll see how Down East sets themselves up defensively. I'd be shocked if the Shorebirds drop down a bunt. But the third baseman Villarroel does play in on the grass. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch, and Prado takes. Fastball to the outside corner, strike one. Mota comes set of the shoulders. Here's the pitch, and Prado fouls it out of play. Right field side, 0-2. Down East, one run on four hits, no errors. Shorebirds, one run, six hits, no errors. Bomb in the ninth, tied at one. Baloney at first, the winning run. Here's the pitch, and Prado swings and misses through a fastball up and away at 93. First out here in the ninth. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero is 1-for-3. He singled his last time up. Baloney, the winning run still over at first. The pitch. And Romero swings through the fastball. Strike one. Wilkin Grujon on deck. Romero leads the Shorebirds this season with 9 homers. Throw over to first, and Baloney back in standing. Romero gets to double digits, and everybody goes home happy. Wood Ducks 1, Shorebirds 1, bomb of the ninth. Winning run at first. Mota set the pitch, and Romero swings through another fastball. 0-2. Baloney's taking off for second on the throw back to the mound, and he's thrown out by Mota by a mile. Baloney caught stealing. Not even on the pitch. On the throw back to the mound, Baloney tries to catch the Wood Ducks napping, but they're wide awake. Two outs and the 0-2. Romero takes a breaking ball high. 1-2. Extra innings. Seems like they're coming. Two outs and nobody on. Mota to the full. Wind the pitch. Breaking ball that's bounced in. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch to Romero. And Noel Byrne chases the fastball up and out of the zone, but fouls it back. Still 2-2. Edgar Portes is throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen just in case this game goes to the 10th, which right now seems inevitable. 2-2 pitch. And Romero reaching for it, hits a flare in a shallow right center. Outfielder Smith comes in, he dives, and he held on to it. Oh, that is a phenomenal grab from Marcus Smith for the Wood Ducks, and that sends us into extras. Shorebird's going to lead off single, can't do anything with it. On to the 10th. Still tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
On to the top of the 10th, it's tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks here in Game 2 of this series. Sam Jelinek with you. A little extra baseball here tonight. Good pitching, good defense on both sides. Just 10 hits total. Two runs. Edgar Portes is on to pitch for the Shorebirds on this TechNet call to the bullpen after Cooper Chandler goes two scoreless. Automatic runner at second, that's Abby Ortiz. The batter is Tucker Mitchell, the catcher. The first pitch from Portes. It's a fastball that runs inside for ball one. Chandler goes two shutout innings, allows a walk and strikes out two. Sets down the final six he faces. Mitchell is 0-for-3 today. Runner at second, nobody out the pitch. And Portes misses just outside, ball two. Portes appearing for the third time in four games. Pitched Saturday, Sunday, day off Tuesday, but back in action here on Wednesday. Portes kicks the leg, fires home, and the pitch is high. Ball three. Portes making his 18th appearance of the season, his 10th out of the bullpen. 0-5 with a 6.22 ERA. 6'2", 165-pound righty. pitch. Fastball is down the middle. 3-1. It's the bottom of the order here for the Wood Ducks in the 10th. Mitchell, Rodriguez, and Cueva. Mitchell calls time, steps out. Abby Ortiz, the automatic runner at second, takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball four. So no harm, no foul on that walk to Mitchell just yet. Does put the double play in order. Forced every base on the infield. Here's Jose Rodriguez. He's 0 for 3. He's grounded out three times. Corners play in. Middle infield at double play depth. Kick and the pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt and bunts it foul to the backstop. Strike one. Steve Mintz, the manager and third base coach for the Wood Ducks, flashes the signs. First and second, nobody out. Tie game here in the top of the 10th. One all. 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez doesn't bunt, instead swings and misses. Change up off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Portes from belt. Down the hill, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball off the outside edge. Rodriguez chases and misses. And that's the first out here at the 10th. Brings up Danier Cueva. Cueva, the 9-hole hitter. He's 0 for 3. He's flying to left, flying to right, and struck out. Open stance from the left side of the pitch. And Cueva swings and fouls it back. 0-1. Tied at 1, top of the 10th. First and second for the Wood Ducks. Here's the pitch. Fastball pops the mid. Doesn't get the call, though. Off the outside corner. 1-1. One pitch. Swung on and hit in the air towards deep center. Hodo backtracking, still going back. Makes the catch on the run. Turns and fires back into the infield. Tagging from second, going to third, Mitchell, or rather Ortiz, beg your pardon. And there's runners at the corners and two outs now for the top of the order, Marcus Smith. Smith has not been retired tonight. Singled in the first and has walked three times since, stealing two bases, and he was also caught once as well. Go ahead, run at third for the Wood Ducks. Also a runner at first. Two outs, top of the 10th. Tied at 1. Portes' pitch. Fastball is just off the outside corner. Ball 1. Open stance from the left side for Smith. The righty Portes is set. Here's the pitch. Fastball over the heart of the plate. Strike 1. Portes from the belt. Down the hill, the pitch. This is down and away with the heater this time. 2-1. First and third, two outs for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the 10th. Tied at 1. The pitch. Runner goes from first. The pitch is swung on and missed. Grillion holds on to the baseball. And into second without a play on the stolen base is Mitchell. So now a base hit probably gives Down East a two-run lead. But Portes a strike away from getting out of the jam with no damage. Second and third, two outs. Tied at 1, top 10. The pitch. And the fastball is high and away. Ball 3. F- Full count on Marcus Smith. Second and third, two outs. Tied at one in the 10th. Portes set. Here it comes. And Smith takes outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning from Portes. He had a base open. The right-handed batting Cam Colley on deck, who I guess Portes would rather face. Whether or not that's a wise decision remains to be seen. Colley is 0 for 3 today. He walked back in the 6th. He's driven in 21 this season in 73 games. Tied at 1, top of the 10th. Portes deals home. And the changeup's down the dirt. Grullón blocks it. Everybody stays put. Portes nowhere to put Colley now. Base is loaded, two outs, top of the 10th. Ortiz at third, Mitchell at second, Smith at first. Wood Ducks 1, Shorebirds 1, top of the 10th. The 1-0, and Colley swings, hits it in the air, out of play, right field side. 1-1. And now, just in case Portes can't get out of this 10th, Randy Baraguete is throwing out the Birds' pen. 1-1 pitch to Colley. Little check swing grounder towards third. Crampton charges in, gloves, throws in the run. In time! What an effort from Adam Crampton! Keeps this game tied at one with a phenomenal lunging, charging play down the third baseline. And the Birds leave them loaded here in the 10th. A chance to win it now here in the last of the 10th. Wood Ducks 1, Shorebirds 1 on to the bottom of the 10th here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 10th, and the Shorebirds a chance to walk it off here on the Wood Ducks. It's down East 1, down Marvel 1. After the Shorebirds strand the bases loaded thanks to a phenomenal play from Adam Crampton. TechNet called the bullpen, brings on a new righty for the Wood Ducks. It's Anthony Huopee2eOnetoa. Hopefully I won't have to say that too many times. But anyway, he's the righty out on the mound for the Wood Ducks, relieving Alberto Mota. Wilkin Grullón, the batter and the pitch, and Grullón fouls it back off the press box for strike one. Mota goes two scoreless, allows a hit, a walk, strikes out two. The automatic runner out at second for the Shorebirds is Noelbert Romero to start the frame. He's the winning run. Wilkin Grullón, the batter, 0 for 2 today off the bench. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is down and outside for ball one. Drew Hillen only in this game because Creed Williams left due to an injury after the third. Drew Hillen is lined to left and grounded into a double play. That provided the only run of the game so far for the Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. And Grillion swings and misses, chased a fastball up and in. 1-2. Romero at second, the winning run for the Shorebirds. And Grillion calls time and steps out. Has to readjust his shin guard. Shorebirds 7 walk-off wins this season, and now Grillion just takes the shin guard off and tosses it back to the dugout, evidently holding him back. 1-2 pitch. Grillion takes a called strike 3. Outside corner, fastball belt high. And that's the first out here in the 10th. So that brings up Maxwell Costas. Costas 0-for-3 today. His only hit with the Shorebirds came last week at Fredericksburg, but it was a clutch one. A 2-run single to give the Birds a lead. First pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Mitchell can't block it. It goes behind him. And over to third goes Romero, the winning run. Grillion couldn't move Romero over, but the wild pitch does. Infield comes in for the Wood Ducks. Outfield comes in a couple of steps. Costas ahead of the count 1-0. Trying to win it for the Birds here in the last of the 10th. Tied at 1-1 out. The set and the pitch. And Costas a weak tapper down the third baseline. Romero charges. Third baseman Villarroel doesn't field it. And it rolls foul. What a humongous break for the Wood Ducks. I'm not sure if Villarroel meant to let it go foul or not. But it ends up working out for him. Romero would have scored easily. And the game stays alive. 1-1 on Costas. Infield in for the Wood Ducks. Outfield a couple of steps in too. The 1-1 pitch. Costas takes. Fastball to the outside corner, just at the knees. 1-2. Top of the order on deck, that's Carter Young. One-two pitch. And Costas a chopper to third. Villarroel fields and Romero's caught in a rundown. Throw to the plate. Romero tagged out by the catcher Mitchell. Now Costas trying for second. Here's the throw. He's tagged out, and that's the 10th inning. A double play for the Wood Ducks, 5-2 on to second, and we play for the 11th. Still tied at 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
On to the top of the 11th, still tied at 1 between the Birds and the Wood Ducks, both teams unable to convert. Edgar Portes back out for the 11th, pitches to Glenar Figueroa, and the fastball misses high outside. 4-1. Shorebirds are runner at third, one out. Can't bring him in. Instead, Costas grounds into the eventual double play. Wood Ducks left him loaded in their half of the 10th. 1-0 from Portes is a breaking ball down the dirt for ball two. So 2-0 on Figueroa. Cam Colley is the automatic runner out at second here to start the 11th for the Wood Ducks. 2-0 fastball misses down and in from Portes. Ball three. So 3-0 on Figueroa leading off the top of the 11th. Here's the pitch. Fastball is way high and outside for ball four. And it's another walk from Portes. And is Steve Mintz indicating that we're going to get a pinch runner? We are. It is JoJo Blackman, who evidently was not okay enough to start today's game. He was a late scratch, but instead now pinch runs. So Yossi Galan now the batter. First and second, nobody out. Corners play in the pitch. And Galan takes a fastball high and inside for ball one. Top of the 11th, tied at one. Down East and Delmarva. Down East scored way back in the fourth inning. Shorebirds answered and tied it in the seventh. The 1-0. Galan takes a fastball in the inside corner. First strike of the inning for Portes. Edgar walked two. Strand of the bases loaded in the 10th. Scoreless inning. Now trying to do it again in the 11th. Here's the pitch. Slider misses down low. Ball two. Runners dance away, the 2-1, and Galan swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away, 2-2. Galan is 0-4 tonight. Has popped out third, fly to center, struck out looking, and grounded 2 seconds. Here's the pitch, runners take off, and Galan skies it out of play. Third base side. Still 2-2. Had a feeling that was why manager Steve Mintz wanted to pinch run for Figueroa over at first, as Blackman has far better speed. Chance with Colley, maybe, to put on a double steal. 2-2. Runners stay put, and Galan drills it. Deep left field. Prado back, track, wall, goodbye. Off the second set of ads, Yossi Galan, a three-run homer here on the top of the 11th. And the Wood Ducks finally break the stalemate. It's Down East 4 and Delmarva 1 here on the top of the 11th. For Galan, that's his 19th homer of the season. RBIs 55, 56, and 57. And that baseball was torched. So the base is empty now. And that brings up Miguel Villarroel. He hits a high fly ball to straightaway center. Hodo back in front of the warning track. He puts it away. And there's finally one out here in the top of the 11th. Number 16, Matthew Ortiz. First pitch to Abby Ortiz is a fastball that's in for a called strike. Ortiz, left-handed batter. Portes the wind and the pitch home. This is down and in with a breaking pitch. 1-1. Kick and the pitch home. Ortiz slices it out of play. Left field side. 1-2. Three-run homer for Yossi Galan, giving Downies the lead here in the 11th. 1-2 pitch. Ortiz takes. It's down the dirt. 2-2. Two-two pitch. And Ortiz fouls back another. Manages to stay alive. Two-two. And Ortiz again swats it out of play. Third base side. Still 2-2. Two-two again from Portes. And Ortiz hits it in the air to shallow left. Prado comes in a step or two. Gets on Turin and the left fielder puts it away for the second out here in the 11th. So two outs, nobody on for the catcher, Tucker Mitchell. He was the first one that Portes actually saw out of the bullpen to begin the 10th. Ended up walking and stealing a base. Swings to the first pitch here and skies it. Foul ground, third base side. Crampton and Grullion give it a look, but it lands just on the other side of the net. Out of play. Strike one. So 0-1 the count on Mitchell, who is 0-3 with a walk tonight. The kick and the pitch. Swung on and rolled hard through the ground left side and on into left field for a base hit. So two outs and a runner at first for Jose Rodriguez. 0-4, three ground outs and a strikeout. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball misses low. Ball one. Portes from the stretch. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and popped in the air down the left field side. Crampton by the sidewall, reaches on the steps, and makes the catch. What footwork from Adam Crampton. Right in front of the sidewall, goes up the steps and makes the catch for the final out here in the 11th. But the Wood Ducks, a three-run homer from Yossi Galan, take the lead. On to the last of the 11th. Shorebirds need three to tie, four to win it. It's Down East 4, Delmarva 1. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com.
The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom half of the 11th. Shorebirds down 3 runs now. It's Down East 4 and Delmarva 1. Yossi Galvan with a 3-run homer in the top of the inning. Gives the Shorebirds quite a bit of work to do here in the 11th. Maxwell Costas will start out at second base, the automatic runner for the Shorebirds. Top of the order is due up. So, crazier things have happened. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Oniatoa stays on for the Wood Ducks. He threw a scoreless 10th. Ended up only facing two batters as well, thanks to the double play. Carter Young, the first bat. 0 for 3 out of the leadoff spot. Switch hitter pads on the left side. And the first pitch fastball is high and outside. Ball 1. Jackson Holliday, who represents the potential tying run, should Young reach, is on deck. Costas second, nobody out. Here's the 1-0. And Young swings, hits a ground ball right to the shortstop, Colley. He gloves, throws to first, and retires Young. Over to third goes Costas, and that's the first out here in the 10th. So one out, runner at third for Jackson Holliday, who will not be representing the tying run here. That's still in the on-deck circle. That's Adam Crampton. First pitch. Holliday swings, slices it down the left field line. That's back and out of play. Strike 1, and I think Holliday, yep, he did. He broke his bat. So Holliday gets a new bat. Costa is still over at third, one out. Bottom of the 11th. Wood Ducks 4, Delmarva 1. Shorebirds' only run of the game came back in the 7th and a run-scoring double play. 0-1. Holliday swings, rolls a grounder through the hole, up the middle, and on into right center, a base hit. Scoring from third, Costas, and the Shorebirds will bring the tying run to the plate here in the 11th. It's Down East 4, Delmarva 2. Jackson Holliday, his third hit of the day. 3 for 4. 2 doubles, now an RBI single. So Adam Crampton steps in. He's the tying run. He's lined to short and flying to right after being inserted into the game back in the 5th. First pitch to him is a fastball over the heart of the plate. Strike 1. Crampton from the right side. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. Breaking ball down and away. Appeal out to second, and Steve Gray says Crampton held up in time. Ball 1. Wood Ducks 4, Shorebirds 2 here in the bottom of the 11th. Here's the pitch. And Crampton pops it back and out of play. 1-2. On deck, Doug Hodo. Crampton homered once this season with Stanford. The pitch. Fastball called, strike 3. Outside corner, Crampton frozen. And there's 2 away here in the last of the 11th. So the last hope for the Shorebirds is Doug Hodo. Hodo 1 for 3. Singled back in the 6th. Holiday at first, and the pitch to Hodo. He grounds it to third, backing up in it. Villarreal gloves, throws to second, and forces out Holiday for the final out of the game. The Wood Ducks defeat the Shorebirds in 11 by a final of 4-2. Tied at 1 after 9, both teams scoreless in the 10th. Wood Ducks, more runs in the 11th. Yoshi Galan, a 3-run homer. Jackson Holiday for the Birds, no RBI single in the last of the 11th. Not enough to answer. Go ahead, take a break, come back with post-game show, totals, and a recap as well. Your final score here tonight, it's the Downey's Wood Ducks 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2 in 11 innings. Post-game show is next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Non-credit classes begin soon. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the Flock Shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium here on Wednesday night. From Salisbury, Maryland, Sam Jolik with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Shorebirds drop an 11-inning game to the Downey's Wood Ducks here tonight. It was a very well-pitched game through and through. Shorebirds just could never get their offense going tonight. Despite out-hitting Downey's, Wood Ducks ended up getting the big blow of the game, but we had to wait around until the 11th to find it. Walk you through how this one happened. Down East on the board first in the fourth. Abby Ortiz, an RBI double. Shorebirds tied it in the seventh. Double play off the bat of Wilkin Grugion brought home a run, as Prado scored from third on a 6-4-3 double play. We stay tied at one all the way until the 11th. Both teams down scoreless in the 10th. In the top of the 11th, Yossi Galan, a 3-run homer to give Down East a comfortable 4-1 advantage. Shorebirds did bring the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the 11th. Jackson Holiday, an RBI single, made it 4-2, but their two chances with the tying run to the plate came up empty as Crampton grounded out and Crampton struck out and Doug Hodo grounded out to third. And that was the ball game. Final line score here for you for Down East. It's 4 runs on 6 hits. No errors, they strand 9. For Delmarva, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, they strand 7. Winning pitcher, it's Anthony Ho'opi'i Tu'i'onatoa. He improves to 4-3 this season, while Edgar Portes takes the loss. He falls to 0-6. Started at 7:04, finished at 9:55. Time of game, 2 hours, 51 minutes. Pretty spry pace for an 11-inning game in front of 2,136 here on Wednesday night from Salisbury. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 46-81 in the season, 25-37 in the second half, now 23-38 at home. They are unable to make it back-to-back wins, and now they must win out in order to not be the worst team in franchise history. For Down East, they're two games above 500 again, 65-63 on the season, 32-30 in the second half, now 28-34 on the road, and they avoid back-to-back losses to kick off their final road trip. Running through some out-of-town scores real quick here. Orioles at home against Toronto, trying to avoid dropping 3 out of 4. Well, they're not doing a very good job of it right now. They trail the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1. That's in the top of the ninth, so we'll need a rally at the bottom of the ninth. Other Birdland scores for you. Doubleheader between Aberdeen and Jersey Shore. Aberdeen dropped game 1 4-0, and right now, game 2, it's in extras. Aberdeen has just taken a 3-1 lead over Jersey Shore in the top of the eighth. Norfolk and Memphis, they're playing a doubleheader. Top, or game 1, win final, 8 innings. Norfolk wins it 1-0. Game 2 is currently delayed, as from what I've heard, it's actually an active shooter situation in the city of Memphis, so that game is currently on pause. Hopefully, everybody there at that ballpark will be safe. Hope they don't have to play again tonight, and hopefully they're able to play again tomorrow. And Bowie, they lose to Richmond 8-6 as they blow a lead in the top of the ninth. They give up 5 runs. Nolan Hoffman unable to hold on for the save. And Bowie, a tough loss, trying to keep pace at the top of the AA, or at the top of the Eastern League Division there at AA. Fall 8-6 here on Wednesday. Carolina League scores for you. Around the rest of the league once it finally loads for me. Come on. Here we go. Carolina Myrtle Beach, they had their game rained out today, completely canceled. They won't be making that one up. Fredericksburg, after clinching the division last night, they win again tonight, 10-8 over Salem. Fayetteville, a six-pitcher combined no-hitter over Lynchburg, as Lynchburg is limping into the playoffs. Columbia-Charleston, they're going to the top of the 10th, as Columbia needs to win out to stay alive in their division race with Charleston. One more win for the River Dogs, and they clinch the Carolina League Southern Division here in the second half. And Fredericksburg at... Or rather, this was game 2 that Fredericksburg was supposed to have. Never mind, that game was canceled. Those are all the scores and people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 3 of this 6-game series, Thursday night, Shorebirds will send Tyler Joyner and Moises Chassé to the mound. Emiliano Teodo is on the mound for the Wood Ducks, 3-5 with a 3.05 ERA. Joyner, making his second appearance, has not allowed a run through 2 innings. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. I'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, big thanks from me to you for tuning into today's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Down East Wood Ducks 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Talk to you tomorrow at 6:50. Until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.